Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 109, recorded on 11/27/12.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson 12.
I am the Eric Fullerton.
Eric Fullerton in the house! Wes Wilson in the house!
What's up, everybody?
You ready to get shafted?
I am ready to get shafted.
You ready to dive deep into the pool of shaftiness?
Yep. And talk about Paris.
The shaft heats.
Oh, Paris.
Oh,
I am.
I am.
I am Eric Billiardton.
Zotador.
Oh,
I have missed one.
And I am wearing my trousers.
Trousers.
And they are falling down.
Why are they falling down?
Because I'm pushing them down. I'm taking them off. What?
Uh-oh.
I'm taking off my trousers.
That's lag for us all.
Kind of weird.
You're kind of weird.
I admit. So this episode, we're going to be talking about a little Minecon action. It just happened. We did not get to go, sadly, enough. It was a holiday. It was Thanksgiving. But, you know, we probably would have just put our turkey dinner aside and actually went to France. Yeah. Had we been able to, but we weren't. So,
well, and I got this. I called Notch earlier. Play that, Eric. Hey, Notch. How was Minecon the same without us there?
Absolutely not.
Well, that's okay.
Nice.
So anyway, I thought I'd play that for us live on the air.
Yeah, good. Yeah. You heard it from him.
Good stuff. So. Good stuff.
So, but I did hear old Captain Sparkles mentioned your song, Mr. Fullerton.
Yes. So he gets up on the stage and he's talking, and someone asks him about inspiration or whatever. And,
somebody, Lydia.
And, what's that?
Lydia.
Oh, yeah. That was before the Q&A, I guess. And so he said that, you know, that his inspiration for making music videos was, it all kind of stemmed from In Search of Diamonds. And he said, you know, shout out to The Shaft, and it was really cool. It got kind of quiet in the room after he said The Shaft. Yeah. And then he said, you know, In Search of Diamonds, you guys heard that, right? And it got real quiet, and a guy in the back row said, woo! So that guy.
Yeah, we like
awesome.
You.
Yeah.
You're our best friend.
But that was really cool, and you know, I thanked him over Twitter. I was like, yeah, thanks for the shout-out. That was really cool. But other than that, I guess our other only other appearance was in Boom Diada in Varieties. In that. So, and I'm sure a lot of people cheered when we got up on the thing and like, yeah, The Shaft.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. I'm sure, yeah, it brought down,
sure,
the house.
Right? Yeah.
Because yeah. they're really popular in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you should hear. So we're really popular in Egypt, too.
Yeah.
They love us there.
Yeah. A lot of things are missing around here because of them. But.
Hey.
So, yeah. So this is going to be kind of the Minecon episode. But what's cool is that you're going to be able to hear straight from people who have attended Minecon. So we're going to open up our Skype line to people that have been there and can tell us firsthand.
Live calls?
Yes, live calls.
How can that go wrong?
Yes, exactly. we have a few people that are on call, and we're going to call them too. So it's going to be a fun episode. Yeah.
And before we get into this episode, let's talk about the awesome individuals who sponsor this show this week. We've got a couple individual sponsors this week. First one is Mr. _ Vorland, who says,
an easy way to support people is to turn off ad block. Hint, hint.
Hint. And of course, Mr. Mapple, who shares.
Mr. Mapple. Mr. Mapple? Oh, he says, sorry I'm late, But the chicken is a lie.
The chicken is a lie.
Mr. Mouse.
I don't have chicken on here, so sheep. I can't do with that. Right. And we have a couple of awesome Minecraft servers who have sponsored the show this week. The Watershed has sponsored us once again, so go over to mc-thewatershed.net. They have a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world, and they also do YouTube adventures and much, much more. So go over there and see what they're all about.
And we are also sponsored this week by LordBones.com. They have weekly Minecraft videos. This week, 2012 Apocalypse, the disaster adventure map of the Mayans.
Sounds familiar.
So, yeah. I had a great week. Did you guys have a great week?
I did. Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good. I'm glad. No. I'm glad. You didn't have a great week?
Well, I had a real life drama going down in the hizzy.
Yeah.
Our water heater went out and flooded our downstairs.
Oh, my God.
And so my wife and I had to do some real life Minecraft digging and restructuring. We had to pull out all the carpet in our kids' playroom. And we actually got lucky because we were like thinking, well, we'll just pull the carpet up and let it be concrete for a while. Apparently, the people who lived there before us had put down this crazy red and white tile, like it's checkerboard.
Yeah.
And we're like, it's in the playroom. It actually kind of, you know, fits. Yeah. And so it saved us a lot of money. I had to get carpet and stuff for that room. So that was, I guess it was okay. It could have been much worse.
Yeah.
So did that, and
I do know something that you didn't do.
Uh-oh.
You didn't shave.
No, I didn't shave.
Because it's still November, so you still look like Sasquatch.
Yeah, Sasquatch.
Or Mountain Man.
Or Jesus. Whatever. Santa Claus.
Are you going to do the Santa Claus thing this year?
As in, like, hump them or what?
Invite little kids to your house. And
let them sit on my lap and tell me what they want? Yeah. No, I'm going to pass on that one. Okay, they put signs in your front yard for that, I think. Make you sign things.
Smart choice.
I'm going to pass on that one. How about you? Are you going to dress up like Santa Claus and have kids play with your beard toys?
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was in Arkansas this week.
Arkansas?
Arkansas. All my family is from Arkansas, and when I go out there, I just have to forget about the internet or any connectivity because it's Arkansas. There's really nothing there. I mean, really.
The whole state is like a barren wasteland.
Wait, isn't this where, like, you had, like your grandmom or something was, like, the only person in that town?
Yeah.
And when she passed away?
Yeah. They closed the post office.
That's right, yeah. They closed down the town when she died, and that city, the town is no longer there. So we were basically out in the middle of nowhere, really.
So it's a house. Does it have power?
Mm-hmm.
Does it have running water? So.
It does have power. You would think it would be a town, huh?
Does it have a TV?
Yeah.
Do you get any channels?
I think they have a satellite dish.
Does it have water?
They do have water. Yeah. Okay. Barely.
So,
I thought you mentioned an outhouse once.
Yeah, there actually is an outhouse.
Yeah.
They built a bathroom, though.
Okay.
But there is a little out, and it has like the half, like the
Do you use
moon.
The outhouse? You're forced, okay, so it's a prop.
Like peeing in a wooden hole. It's kind of, I don't know, a little weird.
So what do y'all do, like, out there with nothing to do?
My whole family are very, like, outdoorsman people. They love just hiking and climbing mountains and stuff, and that's what we ended up doing. We drove around some ATVs all over the place. We went and we went on a 6-hour hike, climbed a huge mountain, went out there, caught a bunch of stuff on fire. You know, made like a big bonfire. This is like, you know, redneck stuff.
Setting
it's Arkansas.
Stuff on fire is awesome.
You know, shooting guns. You know,
did you go mudding in a truck?
No, it didn't rain.
Oh,
well, let me ask you this: you went on a, like, do y'all hike every year?
Yeah.
Like, you hike every year, or sometimes do you sit out?
I usually kind of sit it out.
But this year, because you're all healthy, Eric, went and walked?
Yeah.
Were they all impressed?
Yeah, they were. They're like, wow, that's crazy. Eric is insane. So, yeah, I led the troop.
He's moving of his own volition.
Yeah. They're like, usually we walk out of eyesight from you and sit down and drink some beers. But
yeah.
Since you're with us, we got to actually hike this year.
I found a tree with a low limb, and I was doing some pull-ups, what were they called? Some
chin-ups.
Yeah. Just to see how many I could do. I could do two.
That's two more than I can do.
I mean, those are tough.
Yeah. I mean, I can hold on the tree limb and pull it down under my chin, but I don't think it's the same.
Yeah. Pull the tree down?
A chin down.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was in peak condition, you know, back when I used to row crew and stuff at the Naval Academy, I could do, I think, 13. So don't feel bad.
Oh,
two's pretty good.
Yeah. I'll work on it. Mm. Other than that, I didn't actually play any Minecraft. I mean, I'm out in the woods, you know, for God's sake. But
did you punch any trees?
Yeah, and it really hurts and bleeds a lot.
And but, doesn't actually make blocks that you can build with?
No, not really. No. But I watched some GameSpot streams. As soon as I got back, actually into town, I sat down and watched 6 hours of the first day, and GameSpot was really cool. Actually,
I was impressed.
Yeah,
they had multiple cameras. This was real good streaming. I was impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, they
well, it should
they
be GameSpot is, I mean, they own Twitch. So you would hope that they would do some
streaming. Didn't know that.
I assume. If you look at the bottom of the Twitch page, it has the GameSpot logo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But I mean, you know, I'm used to like the streaming at these events not being that great, you know, except it's stuff like BlizzCon.
Yeah.
Normally you have two people sitting in a table
or a static web or a static webcam like pointing at
it's like a wide angle shot, you know. No, they had multiple cameras zoomed in. They had, I guess, a tripod or something. They were panning around. They had a guy on a steady cam kind of thing walking around. Lydia did a great job. She had a microphone. She was walking around, you know, in the crowd, stopping at different booths like Intel and a lot of their partners, and really cool. Actually, one of the coolest things I saw was Seth Bling was they were given this demo for like this eye controller type device, and basically they had Seth Bling playing Minecraft with his eyes.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so
crazy.
So basically,
stuff.
Like, so it was kind of like on auto run. So wherever you look is where you're walking straight. And then if you get up to like a block or something that is, you know, stopping you from
like
walking.
Twitch your eye?
Kinda. It had arrows that pointed up and down, left and right. And if you quickly look up at one of the arrows that's pointing up, when you walk into a block, it'll jump. So he was jumping and walking, and he was just like freaked out, just kind of like, oh, you know, his eyes darting.
That's creepy.
Then he falls off a cliff or whatever, and he's like, wah, wah, bah, bah. And then the guy was like, okay. You want to really play? This is how we really play. Okay, so here's some blocks, and you're going to build this thing kind of Jenga style, these little wooden blocks. And you're going to build this little, like, build this contraption using all these blocks with your hands while you navigate through Minecraft. And it's like the amount of, like, brain power to look and navigate with your eyes while still being conscious enough to, like, build something with your hands. It made us brain explode. He couldn't take it anymore. And this is on the stream.
Poor Seth Bling.
Yeah, he couldn't do it, but you got to check this out if you haven't already seen this. This is, you know, the GameSpot. Just do a Google search. Also, GameSpot, they have edited versions of clips and things on their YouTube channel, and it's really cool. Also, Captain Sparkles and Lydia did a lot of different walkthroughs too of the Mojang Museum, which is cool. They had a lot of really cool pieces to show there. And then they had like this haunted house thing that was, you know, like, did you see this one?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was.
I mean, haunted house?
Yeah. It was like this dark area. You walk in there, it's totally black, you know, and then just like flashing lights. They had strobes and they had these zombies and skeletons in there, and it looked really cool. So, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. But again, you know, this is our view from the stream only. We'll get some people on here to tell you what
they
it was really
lived
about.
It.
Yeah, they lived the tale. Let's see. I actually have a little list here of stuff. I watched the Hat Films panel, which was great. Captain Sparkles panel, which was kind of, I mean, that was in the main room. And then you had the developers panel with Jeb, and we'll actually talk about stuff that they are talking about 1.5. We'll talk about that in the news section. But they gave out some stuff that they're working on that's really cool. And then also the map making panel that had a lot of people. I had Ridge Dog, MC Kupo, Blame the Controller, and Seth Bling. That was really cool. That was the map making. And then the Redstone, it was Creativity in Redstone. Generic B was on there. Seth
Generic
Lane
B, and, who was in the chat room. I don't know if he still is.
Yeah.
He's sick.
He is sick.
Poor guy.
Got a French ticket.
Went to Paris.
What was that?
Went to Paris. Caught a cold. That poor guy.
Yeah. And then finally the Fire UK panel, which was really great. Those guys are awesome, and we still haven't gotten them on the show.
No. And the Minecraft.
Minecraft panel was great with Good and Paws and a lot of people on there. They did an hour long Q&A session, which was really great and really funny. And
supposedly Good drank some wine for me over there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. My jealousy knows no bounds with being in Paris, because I'm such a foodie.
Did the Legolad and Scruff drink?
I saw pictures of them at the Eiffel Tower. They're supposed to have a drink on the Eiffel Tower for us.
Nice. Well, I hope they did. I hope they filmed it.
We'll see.
We'll see it.
We'll see.
Yeah. See it all.
If they didn't, they're bad people.
No.
Bad people.
No.
Last week we had Pedro, music by Pedro. He was on the show last week. And
he was going.
He put out a couple of videos already, and they're like vlog-type videos that were really cool. Bebop Vox also put out a lot of vlogs on his channel. Now that people are getting back, you know, into their, you know, their homes, a lot of videos are popping up left and right now. So the whole next week is going to be full of just, you know, what happened at MineCon. And all the really cool stuff probably wasn't filmed.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, and Yogscast, I heard they weren't there. They didn't go.
Yeah, no.
Does anybody know if, no, nothing
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I know Martin was there in the Little Wood. He was there representing Yogscast, I guess. But as far as I know, there were no, Simon Lewis weren't there. So
maybe they incognito. They were in the zombie outfits in the haunted house scaring people.
Yes.
Filming it.
Yeah.
Pricey film later. But Martin was there, like you said.
Yeah.
So he was probably representing for him. So that sounds cool. How about you, Wes? Did you already talk about your week? Mayan Madness.
I've been editing the Mayan Madness series. Stephanie and Co? Is that the group?
Yeah, and Crew
Stephanie and Crew.
Crew.
Stephanie
Crew.
And Crew. Mm-hmm. They did Maya Madness, which I changed to Mayan Madness because I'm a jerk. I've been continuing that map. I feel like this last episode has my favorite moment of the entire. There's a very touching scene that includes Brent.
Mm-hmm.
So go check that out.
Yeah,
it was real sad.
It was. It's very sad.
Yeah, I cried a lot.
So so that was in Mayan Madness number 6. The other thing I've been doing, I've been like, you know, I've been buried in Guild Wars.
Yeah.
Like buried in it, and so I knew that I needed to play something else, you know, like, so I started playing Orcs Must Die 2 again.
Yeah.
And like reconnected with some of the community. I played with Chatterface. I played with Zen Paradox, I believe. And man, I freaking love Orcs Must Die. That game is just pure distilled gaming joy.
Yeah.
There is just so much fun, and it makes me so happy to play it. And it is. It's been on sale on Steam. If you can go pick it up, Orcs Must Die.
Is it better than Air Buccaneers?
I don't know. It depends on how much support we get from Air Buccaneers.
Can you steer higher?
But Orcs Must Die, and I interviewed the community manager for Robot Entertainment on Core Elements a long time ago. I love the company. I love everything about them. So, yeah, Orcs Must Die.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I know it doesn't have anything to do with Minecraft, but I just want to say the CEO from the company, is it Ludocraft?
Yeah.
The company.
Everything is something craft.
Yeah, they contacted us, and a dev contacted us and said how much they like our Air Buccaneer videos.
Yes.
And they thought they were funny and we should keep doing it. And then they invited us to be on the trailer. To film the official trailer for Air Buccaneers. And then, again, the CEO contacts us and said, why don't we set up a game, fan versus devs?
So, yeah.
So, they really like our videos.
So, all those people who were in the Air Buccaneers video, you want to play the devs? Come on.
Yeah. So, if you haven't seen our Air Buccaneers videos, I know it's not Minecraft, but check it out. It's
they're
channel.
Heartily silly. I mean, there's a lot
of... I think they're hilarious.
I'm sad I wasn't involved. I downloaded it, and I've played now, and so I'm ready.
Okay, next time.
Get in there.
It's hitting Steam on December 5th. It'll be on Steam, so everybody will get to see what it's all
about.
Let's
get some good, silly fun.
Yeah, but anyway.
And don't forget, steer higher!
Hey, and right here in the studio with
us
today.
Oh my gosh. It's the steer higher. It's the steer higher person himself.
Yes.
What a
higher.
So, in the studio, we have Afro Monkey has just showed up out of the blue, and that's great because this is one of those shows.
And look, you know, it's half our regular Skype chat here, like in the chat room.
Yeah.
So like when War Z came out, all these people made a big Skype channel and we're like, oh, we're playing War, and it like includes me and Eric. Are you in it?
Yeah.
And Afro and Alice and Bitburner and Chris and High on Def and all these people. And so all day long my computer's going boop boop. Boop 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 boop. It's like,
so not to get off topic here, but are y'all still playing
War Z?
Yeah,
I'm not. I've never played.
Well, I haven't played it in like a month. It feels.
Why don't
like.
You let
like,
me borrow your account?
Because
I want to try it out.
I think there's something in TOS against that.
I mean, what I meant to say was, why don't you come over to my house and let me? Yeah.
We'll talk later. No, I want to play some. I want to see what they've changed in the past month. They've had to have changed a lot of stuff. Is it live now?
What? Is Air it? Buccaneers?
Okay, so...
Wait, what, is that what you're talking about?
And
no, War Z.
Oh, War Z.
Hey, I got an idea.
What?
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Wow, that's a really great bumper. I'm really happy we did that one. What are you doing? Why are you doing that? So,
he knew it was going to be all TTT.
So the 1.5 is being named the Redstone update.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest announcements at this year's Minecon was that future updates will have a greater focus than in the past, centering around a new feature or theme, and 1.5 has been called the Redstone update. So Redstone signals will have a variable strength, named Analog by Mojang, and a new capacitor block will be configurable to work only at particular levels.
Okay, let's stop there just for a second. That is great. So it's an analog signal. So you give it more juice and it does something, and you give it less juice and it does less of something. And
so
that's,
conceivably,
that's good.
If you turn a wheel, you could steer higher. In Minecraft, using the ships mod that we covered in one of our videos.
That's right. Yeah.
Which you can see every once in a while if you look in the sky and if you're watching an Ad Brent Copeland episode, which I'll get up soon.
And that's what Brent Copeland would do.
Something like that.
So now also this might have another aspect, and that is if you had powered rails with an analog signal, you could speed up or down your minecart.
Well, and add that, they are putting in the ability to link minecarts together.
Indeed. Mass transit.
They've they've heard your cries, Wes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I only told them about this 2 years ago. Yeah.
And you told Notch about it.
I did.
And what did he say?
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Yes.
And they did it. And he smacked Jeb on the butt until he put it in.
Ooh, yeah.
I think that's how they operate.
Also, with the analog signal, maybe lamps would be brighter with more power.
Yeah.
Maybe they would be dimmer.
Yeah.
Who knows? Actually, that would be kind of nice because sometimes you want a nice dim atmosphere,
right.
You know?
Right.
Like an
ambiance.
Like a dingy. Yeah. Moonlighting? Mood lighting.
Moonlighting.
I see what he did.
Sybil Shepherd and Bruce Willis.
So one of the other things they talked about.
For the old people out there.
I'm a rebel, daddy. Anyway, so one of the other things. What kind of craziness is going on over there? So one of the other things is the new minecarts will be able to load or unload like
pigs.
Like you could have
Wes's.
You could have like basically you could have a station that empties everything that's in the minecarts.
Oh, and you know this actually stemmed from. Okay, there was a question. There was a Q&A during the dev panel where Jeb was on. So there was a question about that, and Dinnerbone said, you know what? Who really uses those, you know, storage minecarts?
Yeah.
But he asked that to a huge audience, and like three people raised their hands.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really not used, right?
Yeah.
So
that's what I brought up, I think, last week, right? Or the week before.
Well, see, that's just exactly. It. Like, if the storage minecarts, if you were able to link them, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, okay, I'm in a zone. I'm deep in my mine. I've built tracks down. And then I've mined a bunch of stuff, and then I put it in my storage minecarts, and I send it up. That's useful.
And then this detector will let it launch into another chest or something, and then send it back down.
I don't know if it'll put it in a chest, but
well, it launches it out of it, right? That's what they said.
No, I think it's just stowaways. It says specifically stowaways. So, but some other projected
pigs.
Yeah,
like Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, yeah. He's not really a stowaway.
He's
is
a
he?
Castaway.
Oh, there yeah, you go. Castaway. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he should have steered higher.
So the next thing is there. The other projected improvements are there's going to be a daylight detector,
which you can already build with villagers.
Well, but okay. So you have a daylight detector. You have lights in your house that only turn on when it's nighttime.
Right, but you can build that already.
How do you do that?
With villagers.
Is it a mod?
No. Okay, so how villagers work, what do they do at night?
They go to sleep.
Go inside, right? So how you have this set up is you have plates outside of a house, and you have them fenced in. So at night, they go inside, and they're not on the plates. Where in the day, they come out on the plates. So now that turns your switch, and you know whether it's night
or
day. That's
a terrible way.
Oh.
That is slavery in Minecraft?
It is.
And that is terrible.
Villagers. They're village people.
That's terrible.
They wear hats.
So there's also going to be fireworks and a new nether-based ore, which will be used to create the capacitors.
A reason to go to the nether. It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like that.
So, like right now, my nether is locked away behind a cobblestone room where I just watch the pigmen come in and out of the portal.
Have you thought about like making like a trap in there, like maybe put some water around it?
Open the door and I stab him in the face.
Okay, that works. So this update
wait, the nether ore.
Yeah.
So let's contemplate just for a second, what would the nether ore be? Would it be like, so in the nether you have soul sand, because it's like trapped souls in the sand. Ooh, you know?
Yeah.
So, but what kind of like spooky ore would you get?
Maybe it's just nether ore.
Nether sold. Bam. Done.
Yep.
Done.
That's it.
That's it.
Nether. So this update is planned to appear in January, and the article that Astrogali got the information from is over on GameSpot. 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 Right. Right. Hey, what's
right? GameSpot.
Oh wait, hold on. There's like joy going on over here. So if you want to find out what else is in the cards. No, you're missing the point. This is for Clinky goodness.
Sorry.
So go on over, and this will be in the show notes.
Yes, it will be.
Show notes.
I promise.
There's nothing like show notes.
I mean, that's a lot of like good stuff that they're talking about there.
I know.
They also talked about, Jeb talked about focusing on snow biomes, too.
Okay.
Later on. Because you know, somebody asked during their Q&A, you know, like, are you gonna do something with the snow biomes? Snow biomes are awesome. They're snowy. They're cold. They're cool. You know, like, do something with them. And they said, you know, there's nothing. You know, they're not thinking about it right now. But definitely, they're gonna be doing something with them.
They need to make Willow-esque ice slides. Remember the movie Willow?
Oh yeah.
They went through the ice cave.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you
ice
go.
Slides.
Yeah. So that's what I'm all about.
That's a little abstract, though. Yeah.
No, but it's not. Shut
maybe
up.
Like a new mob.
No, you know? No. Ice slides.
What about skis and being the ski down hills?
Skis? So it's a mode of transportation?
Skates. Like if you build skis out of sticks and make ski poles, then you can go faster across the snow. That's an excavation station idea.
Yeah,
we'll
I
like the idea
later.
Of ice skates too. What if you had special like shoes that you could wear that made you go really fast on ice, but you couldn't turn?
Oh. Absolutely not.
This is an excavation station.
Notch,
get back under the table.
Like Heelys, only they're blades.
Yeah.
Instead of wheels.
There you go.
Wait, like ice skates?
Yeah, ice.
Can you stab
Heelys.
Someone with them?
You know, Heely blades.
Heely blades. And then maybe you could have like hockey sticks.
Yeah.
And a hockey rink.
Yeah, double hockey sticks. H-E.
Double hockey sticks.
Nether.
I just say, you know, just give us some penguins. That's my favorite bird.
Yeah. I'm
all
for
it. It is a bird, isn't it?
Yes.
Flightless okay. Yes, bird.
Yep.
I don't care. It's the coolest bird. It's all slimy and weird. I like it.
Yeah. Slimy?
Isn't what? It?
No,
are they like
aren't slimy?
All greased down like a 50s greaser?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know
why
I thought
they were
greasy.
Is this like a baby penguin we're talking about?
Why did I think they were greasy? And...
You're thinking of koala bears. Anyway.
Oh. They're so, totally
straight out the pouch.
Drop bears. You're drop thinking of drop bears. They're all greasy.
Okay. So we mentioned a few weeks ago that Minecrafters had managed to use the... $25 Raspberry Pi PC to host a limited Minecraft server. Well, now there's a special edition of the game for owners of the machine. The port of Minecraft Pocket Edition called Minecraft Pi Edition will be a free download, according to thenextweb.com, and was created by Mojang themselves after being persuaded by RaspberryPi.org to work on the port.
Okay, this is very big, actually. This is cool. So I went to their website. And I want to order one. It's $25, but if you pay an extra $10, you get double the RAM. So for $25, you get 256 megs. So for $35, you get half a gig. You get a USB port. You get a VGA port. Actually, not a VGA port. You get a HDMI and a composite out, so you can just hook it up to a TV. You get a, you know, you can hook up a mouse and keyboard. All into this little IC that's like that big, like a very small thing, like it fits in your palm, an entire computer. It's tiny. So I'm thinking, I think it comes shipped with a Debian, which is a, you know, Linux distro. You can put whatever you want on it. They're working on an Android build. But think how cool it would be to have a couple of those around the studio right here, and we're just working on those. It makes zero noise. There's no fans or anything. It's a tiny little board.
Wow.
And Minecraft is going to be released on it.
Yeah, but I don't know if there's enough RAM.
To run Linux?
And surf and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, you can open
it.
We'll
see.
Yeah, I mean, there's a UI on Debian, so it's not
I know
command
Windows
line.
Sucks, but even with 4 gig...
There's a browser.
It like
you can open up
out
a browser.
And does stuff that makes me
yeah,
mad.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, if it's more streamlined, like this is going to be like focused on a few things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like how you can run like more complex games on the slower hardware of an Xbox 360 because the software is tailored for the hardware. And in this particular case, if the software is tailored to the hardware. I'm excited. I'm looking at this. I'm like, man.
I really want to get it, and I think it's actually kind of important that we do get it because the port that is going to be on the Raspberry Pi is the Minecraft mobile. It's
well,
you know, I mean,
it's
Pi Edition, but it's based on the mobile code
with a limited feature
Android,
set.
So
I'm kind of.
I think it's cool.
I'm really excited about this. So I guess you could probably hook up. Like a USB hard drive to it.
Yeah.
And basically make probably a Roku box out of this $25 piece of hardware.
Yeah. And if you're uncomfortable with this weird IC chip, you know, like this board hanging out and being all freaky, you can buy a case for it. There's a lot of third-party companies selling really cool plastic cases. You just buy your board, put it inside the case. And plug
I wonder
in
how much
all your stuff.
Juice it would use. Like, I mean, I wonder if you could, if this is good for portable, wearable computing.
You know, I don't know how many watts the power supply is.
I'm going
that's,
off
that's
on
a good question.
Tangent here.
I love it. Tangents are great.
I'm really excited about this. I was unaware of this hardware, and I am now much more excited about it.
Yeah.
And sure, the Minecraft stuff is great, but.
But just a workable computer,
yeah,
so small and cheap, and just
gonna
be
exactly.
Awesome. Love it, love it.
Will it run Guild Wars 2? Anyway,
probably not.
I'm going to guess no.
Man, yeah, it's awesome.
So,
Raspberry Pi.
There is some new
here,
stuff.
Here, I'll do this next one. How you about that?
Okay,
I'll
yeah.
do the news
yeah.
item. This week, new at ThinkGeek. Redstone ore lamps. Redstone
that
ore
was
lamp?
The most dramatic reading of that I've ever heard.
Yeah? You
yeah.
think? Okay.
Of course, really, you're the first person.
Oh, those cunning gadget monkeys at ThinkGeek have released a battery-powered lamp in the style of a redstone ore block. These lamps take two AA batteries, has three light settings, and is available for $24.99.
Now, wait.
Cool, huh?
This okay, it's redstone ore, though. I was thinking redstone lamp.
Oh, yeah.
But it's kind of cool looking. Like, they've got a little animated GIF on the page.
Yeah, I mean, it's a red store, Red store. Come on down to the red store. We're having a sale today.
Home store.
Crazy Eddie's red store sale. Everything must go.
Really?
And they're sold out. Oh,
they are okay. out of stock.
Yeah, they're out of stock. Actually,
they're estimated to have more in on 12/15.
So I.
But if you can't get one of those, you can just click on over and get you a Minecraft pickaxe bottle opener.
Oh, that's pretty slick.
For $20.
I'm gonna get one. I mean, they're out of stock. Yeah, but
the lamp?
They'll stock back up. Yeah, the lamp. But to go back to the. Raspberry Pi real quick. I went to their website to order one because it's $35.
Yeah.
So I went to order one. I'm like, yeah, it's a no-brainer. They said they're so out of stock that, I mean, so behind on building and manufacturing yeah. and stuff like that, that it's going to take about a couple months.
Really?
To ship. Shame. So if you buy one now, it's going to be way back ordered. So
it's kind of like a Kickstarter for Raspberry Pi?
Well, I mean, know, they have their money, so really, no, not at all. but I really want one, and so I would think maybe after Christmas would be the time to order one. I guess you could order one now, but anyway,
and you'll get it after Christmas.
You'll get it way after Christmas, yeah. And whoever you buy it for will be all mad because be like, yeah, you know, mad. Anyway,
so
Mojang
goes all
arg.
Arrgh!
Steer higher!
So tell us more about this.
Wes. I'm actually buying one right now.
Really?
Wow!
Buy me, will you give me one too? So,
okay.
I'm your best friend. Will you buy me one too?
They're incredible.
It's
the incredible.
They'll be delivered within 3 weeks.
Really?
What?
Wow!
Yeah.
They just hate Eric.
Yeah.
So like 2 days ago.
You don't like Raspberry Pi,
you just need
to
look. You need to go into the FAQ. In the FAQ, they have the buying, and they tell where you can buy one. You buy it from a third party.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it'd probably be a little bit more.
It told me, like, estimated shipping date, 2048. I'm, like, trying to do the math.
The year?
How old am I going to be?
The year? That's a terrible year.
So.
They say that it's going to be 4 degrees higher that year. Anyway.
Higher! 4 degrees higher!
Atmosphere higher! Anyway, so Mojang goes all arg with the help of 13th Lab. So Mojang evidently doesn't want to keep all their creations constrained within people's computers. They want to bring them into reality as well. So Mojang has teamed up with 13th Lab to create Minecraft Reality, an augmented reality game for iOS which projects blocky builds onto the real world as seen through your device camera.
Okay, so they gave a demo of this at Minecon, and they streamed it. It's part of the stream, the GameSpot stream, and it looked a little buggy. But they said that, you know, there's a lot of people walking around. They're on the convention floor, a lot of shadows.
Yeah.
You know, on the floor, and he was trying to show it, but augmented reality, I mean, to be honest, nobody's done this right. I mean, not, you know, flawlessly or anything, but it's on the right track, and it's really cool that it's actually backed by Mojang. I mean, it's like,
yep.
I mean, you could essentially build something somewhere. Like, I could go to, you know, downtown Huntsville and build some crazy thing, right?
Yep.
And so if you go within the boundaries of these GPS coordinates, you will see what it is that I just built. And you could go there and you could modify it and you could, you know, grief me if you want to. And next time I go downtown,
frickin' griefers.
And I bring up my
stay out of LA. Nick's in LA. He's a griefer.
I mean, it's a really cool idea. I could
like
put
that.
A, I
could, like that feedback to the old E3 video. Do you get that chat room?
You know,
do
like
you get it.
I could put a chest down with diamonds in it and just put it anywhere in the real world.
Yeah.
You know.
So and, what do we do? I mean, is it creative mode? Do you have to dig for this stuff? What? How do you? How do
it
you
looked
get
like it?
It
was just creative mode. I think.
Well,
well
then
you
what
know,
the heck?
Know.
Why would I want a chest full of diamonds if it were in creative mode?
Yeah,
from what
well,
I, saw,
I don't know.
Was
maybe
create something, extract it from Minecraft, and put it in the world.
Oh,
you extract it from Minecraft and put it in the real world.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
at least that's what
maybe.
I got from the video.
Down, 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 down.
And some of the reviews say works great and is just really awesome. Read the description. Needs a powerful processor, not your old iPod Touch. Yeah.
That's your old dusty iPod.
Yep.
Your dusty, squirty iPod. You know, talking about squirty stuff,
whoa.
I'm not sure people realize that we were saved earlier this year by MC Pro Hosting.
We're saved?
Yes.
Like, are we born again?
Yeah. You remember that song we
yeah,
sang?
Yeah, I know. That was a great song right
yeah.
before the show.
So, anyway, mcprohosting.com. I'm sure they're glad that we went this direction right now. They actually are going to be doing our servers for us. So actually, all of our backup servers that we record on are done by them. The Shaftlands will be moved to them sometime in the future, probably when the other service cuts us off and we have to scramble to get that all set up. Toast of Jelly, I'm sure, will love that. You're welcome. We'll get on that at some point, I'm sure. But also what they do is they host the podcast, which our old hosting shut us down because of Notch. Thank you, Notch.
Yep.
And MC Pro Hosting offered us a home there. So all the new episodes are there, and they're free of charge.
And they're not just supporting us by providing us with a server. They're supporting the show. So MC Pro Hosting is providing us with storage and bandwidth and deserves support.
And before we even went through with this with them and got it all set up, Eric and I both separately actually got servers from them to record on, and we both had great experience. They didn't know it was us. We went in just as anybody else would, had servers set up almost immediately. I mean, really it was.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
clicked through.
I signed up, and it was ready to go. I already had an IP address.
Yeah. And then he had it set on peaceful within like 30 seconds. It was amazing.
But the real thing I wanted to get at, which I've been forgetting to tell people since this all started, was that they're actually giving all of our listeners a big discount. So if you want a server, if you need a Minecraft server, and you can get them cheap. I think $5 is like the cheapest one you get, and it runs like 10 people, no problem.
$4.99.
You can just use the promo code SHAFTPODCAST, and you'll get 15% off all Minecraft servers.
Awesome.
So go check them out and do that.
And tell them we sent you.
Yeah.
By putting in Shaft Podcast. Not the Shaft Podcast, just Shaft Podcast.
Yeah.
And you'll get 15% off your order. And we'll love you long time for doing that.
Yeah.
You've taken this to a bad place.
Well, y'all started it.
It's better
and
than
I'm happy.
It's better than loving them temporarily.
Yes.
Yes.
And speaking of bad places, do you hate reading? Eric hates reading.
I hate to read.
He hates it.
He hates it so much that we had to go find an alternative for him.
And we had somebody read to him.
Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson once read to me story.
You're about to make yourself edit this podcast.
That was funny. And he's a good man. And
he
and he
he's very
he,
gentle.
Yeah, he is. And
gentleman.
Yeah, and if you would like to have Samuel L. Jackson read to you a really great bedtime story, go to audibletrial.com/theshaft. You can get a free 30-day trial of Audible and get one free audiobook. And then if you subscribe, they have over 100,000 books on there. And if you subscribe, you will get one free book a month plus 30% off all additional books that you purchase. And, you know, we recommended these books last week, but I still want to talk about it. You know, World War Z,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah. We've got, he's got a movie coming out of it. And then also, I talked about Ready Player One last week, read by Will Wheaton, who was on Big Bang Theory recently.
Yeah.
With the Flags.
Recently?
Yeah.
Is it back on the air now?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's new episodes coming out right now.
Oh, dang.
Oh, darn. Oh, oh my okay. God.
I got to check it out. Okay. I love that
show. So, yeah,
show.
But
okay.
But go to, seriously, if you do any kind of commuting.
Seriously, guys.
Seriously, guys. So, if you do any kind of commuting or you do any kind of regular travel where you're, you know, like if you're getting on a plane, get Audible. Listen to a book while you're flying. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft. Get a free audiobook. And help support the show. Cause
yeah.
And if you're in the Twitch right now, you can just type /new at the end of that URL, and you'll see our new page. And there's actually a big blocky thing that you can just click on and go straight to.
Yeah. Click on the blocky thing.
Blocky things.
Yeah, stuff. Be a block clicker.
Blocky block.
Yep.
Block. Blocky yeah. Block. Block. Blocky block. Block.
Listener contributions. Listener contributions.
Blocky block.
Yeah.
That is the best shuns I've ever heard. Shuns.
Beautiful.
So we have one here from one of our good friends, Lord Hobajobado. He says, sup, Eric, Wes, Brent, and Afro Monkey. Since the ability of crouching is called sneak, shouldn't it increase your stealthiness and make it harder for mobs to detect you like the zombies in Mine Z?
That is a really good point.
Hmm.
Yes. 100,000 okay. times yes. Yes. Yes.
Wow. Wes agrees with you.
He loves that idea.
I suddenly wonder what this whole game is about. Since this doesn't already exist in the game.
Increase your
I think it's probably because Lord Hobajo sucks at playing Udyr.
My work here is done.
It's done. He done flipped
he's not
the table.
Even, he's normally in the chat room, but he's not tonight.
I know.
Got, probably got homework.
He was in the Core Elements chat room today.
Oh.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
I do one of the best podcasts ever, and you guys are like, "That's great, Wes."
I heard
move
it,
along. It's going downhill now.
I heard
it's
too
many beers.
I heard
like, it.
You guys do it. I had a professor from NYU on today. A guy named Eric Zimmerman. He does these amazing artistic gaming exhibits. He owned the company that made Diner Dash. He is like a really freaking amazing intellect. Today, and Lord Hobajo was there to support me, and you guys are like, "That's great, nice. Wes. That's great."
Did you know that Dick Clark died?
I did.
Okay,
did
so you,
wait, Larry Hagman died.
Larry Hagman did die.
Yeah. Major Nelson.
He did. Yeah. He
also,
did.
JR.
Yeah. Does but he, JR was already dead.
Is he the guy who does the little burger machine thing? The Larry Hagman burger maker?
No.
No.
No. You're making that up.
You're making that up.
He like named all his kids the same thing?
Are you talking about the no, cliffhanger
he's talking about,
in the 70s?
He's talking about George Foreman.
Where like
Foreman
like,
Grill, so it's not the Hagman Grill.
No, it's not the Larry
it's a completely different thing.
It is.
Are you talking about like who shot JR in 1978 or whatever it was?
Yes, yeah.
That was like a cliffhanger from like 30 years ago?
I know.
But then
what kind of humor do we have here?
Okay.
You're missing the whole point. Have you watched My Mad Madness? It's all stupid old people jokes.
Hey, we have the tools. We can build it bigger, faster,
hey,
better.
That's pretty good. Hey,
things like that.
Wait, where's the beef? Huh? Where's the beef?
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Hey, that's a good one too. Like, clap on, clap off.
The clapper. I love that one.
I love this. I like where we're going with this.
So, the next thing we have is from Stick JV. Hey, Stick JV here. I have an annoying problem almost every time I play Capture the Flag server. And wanted to know what I should do. I'm a really good archer and have been practicing for several months now. I've even trained others to be as good as me with great results. However, there are always some people who say I use an aimbot and menace me. I have menace. I hear menace used as a verb. Menace me by saying that they will report me I don't use a hack because I'm way too new with PCs. What can I do without becoming a rager since I'm a peaceful guy? P.S. If I get on the show this week, I will reveal some of my archery secrets on the next one.
Revere.
I will revere some of my archery. Oh my god!
Hurts!
Aimbert!
So, I'm thinking if you just release these secrets on our show, that should be good enough right there. And then you can point everybody. Look, just listen to the shaft. Episode 1010, whatever show it will be. And then they'll know. And you know what they say about knowing?
Half the battle.
Half the battle.
1984 right there.
Bring it all around. Yeah. Bring it all around.
You know what the other half is? Red lasers and blue lasers.
Excavation station.
Bam. I did have a very interesting call here. I'm going to play it right now.
Oh, should I go back to... Okay,
listener.
So...
X.
Hey, yeah, do the time for. I like that
Time for listener contributions.
All right, this is tacked on the end. It's very important that I play this one. Here we go.
What?
There you go. He said, "Hey, wait." He said, "Hey, love the show."
Wait. Did he say, "Hey, love the show"?
No. I think what he said was,
"Hey,
love the show."
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think you might have a little bit too much. I think really what you had was, "Hey, you guys."
Yeah.
Was that a Fat Albert reference?
It was.
It was. Oh, 1982. Sweet. all right. So that was our first call in. That's very, very awesome.
So the next one's going to be. Weren't we going to like call people too?
Should we go ahead and call somebody or continue on this train that goes downhill?
Cheese Shark 92 says his ears are spewing blood and pus.
Ooh. That doesn't say pus.
Yikes. Wow. Very scary there. Okay, so even though it is a listener this is a excavation station. This is where we talk about things that you want in the game. I guess it's going to be like a potpourri kind of section, right? Are we going to do calls here too, maybe, and talk about Minecon?
Potpourri?
Yeah, it means more categories, like open categories. Yeah. I don't know. I would
maybe
love...
we could just do this.
Oh.
Control Point presents On the Loudspeaker.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if we're just doing random segments.
Are we gonna play Old Uncle Diddy next?
Oh, yeah.
I see how I pulled that one out.
Old Uncle Diddy. Here, let's do one excavation station, and then we're gonna call JC and get firsthand what really happened at Minecon, because we promised you at the top of the show that we're gonna do that.
Domuzi pointed out that was not Fat Albert. That was Electric Company.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. See, and I was starting to think maybe it was Goonies.
The
Shuffle.
He did say that.
Yeah.
But it was a reference.
It was Electric Company. It was the opening credits to Electric Company.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So someone's older than us.
Yeah.
Yay.
Way to show your age.
Yeah. JC's like, wasn't Fat Albert? Hey.
See, when we talk about G.I. Joes, we're talking about the plastic miniatures, not the full.
See, no.
You're older.
I was. I took my 12-inch G.I. Joes into the bathtub and played.
Oh, yeah. PG.
And
PG.
The thing is.
PG.
I know, but listen. This is something most people don't know. Those, like, 12-inch.
Sure it is. Most people don't.
Those 12-inch G.I. Joes.
I want to know.
The glue that held on their hair was water-based. So if you took them in the bathtub with you and played, like, they end up looking like cancer patients. It was really, really sad.
Are you sure that? They just weren't like lotion.
Yes, yes, yes. That's really weird when you drink that way because it's on the side of your mouth. It looks like you're like drinking from your eye.
Wow. Interesting. Oh, he is.
If you had this angle, it's definitely going straight into his eye.
So anyway, JC, are we going to get JC on the line?
Yeah, let's do one excavation station.
Excavation.
Let's do that top one here, and then I'm going to get
okay.
JC.
So our first one is Lurker Mobs for Swamps, and this was submitted by Molten Ice Cream. Pardon me. So a mob that is a one-by-one block. He wants a mob that is a one-by-one block in size and lives in one deep water pools in swamps. It only attacks you if you're within six blocks, and it has about five hearts, and it has a small poison effect.
Ooh, like a dot?
So basically, it's like a lurker.
A lurker.
That hangs out in the swamps, and then if you come walking by, you end up, like, you know, getting attacked by it. So that's kind of what it is.
Okay. In swamps.
Yep.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's not terrible.
Yeah. It's not.
I kind of like it. That
sure. I kind of like that.
Nice.
Well,
nice.
You sounded kind of like me there.
If you were not.
Have you ever seen me and Notch in the same room together?
Whoa. Just blew my mind.
The answer is yes, you have, actually.
Yeah, there's a picture of us.
I know. That's why I'm confused. You're like, hey, yeah. No,
I have video footage of you talking to Notch.
I mean, I have never seen Afro Monkey and Notch together.
That's a good point.
So you trying to say maybe Notch is black?
I'm saying that there's a reason he wears the hat. Think about it.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Yeah. So anyway,
I don't know what. Just
well,
happened.
I think that's a cool. Gone? That's a cool mob. That's a good.
Okay.
Idea.
So are we getting someone on the phone? Is he asleep?
No, he is actually here.
Yeah, he's in the chat room. He commented a second.
We're calling JC John Cullen. He does a daily Minecraft show.
Daily?
Yeah. And he's been on an episode. Do we remember what episode number it was?
Yes. He has been on the Shaft before, and we will find that number for you.
He does being on the tip of the Shaft.
He does. He does. He's on call for the Shaft.
Yes. Are you there?
No.
Hey!
Hey!
You're in a shaft somewhere. Hey, what's up, man?
I just closed the actual stream because it was a bit out of sync and confusing me.
Yeah,
I'm well. How are you guys?
We're actually having a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're great. And by the
surprisingly, because we hate each other.
And by the way, JC was on episode 73 of the Shaft podcast.
That was like 35 episodes ago.
It's really so long ago. Wow.
I know. It feels like it, right?
We'll have you on again.
Yes.
I'd love to.
Oh, wait. We're already doing it. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. wait a bit longer again now.
Nope. This is all you get.
So you did go to Minecon. How far did you travel?
Well, I'm just in England, and I'm actually... around the southeast of England as well, so it's very close to France. I just hopped on a train, and it goes under the Channel, and 2 hours later I get out and I'm in Disneyland, so it was very convenient for me.
Well,
so I was very lucky.
Well, being over there, did they make fun of your southern accent?
What, in France?
I'm being silly. Just silly me.
Yes,
so how was it? Besides the obvious,
it was
awesome.
Brilliant. It was awesome. Yeah,
oh, brilliant.
I mean, one of the reasons I'm up so late tonight is that I didn't get a lot of sleep at the convention, and then coming home, I caught up on a lot of sleep, and then and now I'm wide awake in the middle of the night. So I'm gonna need to sort it all out again. But it was great fun.
So what was the pinnacle, epic moment that
the Pentaco.
Was it when Captain Sparkles mentioned us in his panel?
Who do you think was going, woo?
I assume it's that.
Was that you in the back row saying, woo?
Oh, I wish I could say it was. Actually, I could say it was. Yes. It
was. Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
No, unfortunately,
you filthy liar.
I didn't go and see a lot of panels, but I knew that GameSpot were recording loads of them, so I could catch up on them later because I was spending most of my time
in Disney World
getting interviews with people.
Oh,
okay.
So Those interviews are going to be coming up on my channel over the next couple of days.
And remind everybody again, what's your channel?
Okay, it's JCVSMC. And my Twitter is that also now. I've just changed it.
Okay. So that also now. So at that also now.
Yes. Follow him. JVSMC. That's JC.
So
Victor Suckling.
Suckling.
Master.
What alphabet are
Sierra.
You there?
Sierra.
Why not? Suckling. Everybody knows that word. So.
Suckling.
So, JC, did you get to see Skrillex? Did you go to the Skrillex party?
No, it was so far out, and they didn't announce where it was until the actual day.
It was in Vegas.
Yeah. All of this. And so there was one bar in one of the Disney hotels called Sequoia Lodge, and loads of YouTubers hung out there, like, every night. And... so, yeah, on the last night when some people were at Skrillex, I was at Sequoia Lodge Bar, and a surprising number of other people were as well, actually, as well. So,
Was Notch at Sequoia with you?
I know. Notch was at the party, obviously. But,
well, he missed out.
And some of the Voxel Box guys were at the bar. And I'm going to miss people off now, aren't I?
Yeah.
Welcome to the joy of this, because we make people mad all the time. I was doing something with what was his name? So, did you get to see Notch at all?
I did see him. I didn't meet him. We were walking along at one point, and... noticed a crowd of people kind of moving up behind us, and my friend said, "Oh, that's Notch." And I turned and I saw Vu first, and I was about to say, "No, that's Vu." And then I noticed Notch was even closer to me. And this huge, we just kind of stepped out the way slightly because there's just a huge crowd following him. I saw him briefly. I didn't get to talk to him.
Did you scream at his entourage, "You people are all stupid, he doesn't make the game anymore"? Did you do that?
I didn't feel the need to scream. people I did talk to on the team, I briefly bumped into Dinnerbone and also Evil Seth, and asked if I could have an interview later because it wasn't a good time because it was like outside and stuff. But I didn't manage to catch them later. But I did manage to catch Grum and have a really good interview with him. He's a really great guy. And as far as Mojangsters, I think Grum was the only guy I actually met. And then I kept on seeing a lot of... the day after, we kept on seeing some of the Skrulls team walking around in various places. But I was too tired by then to approach anyone. So
nice.
And apparently I still own Mojangstas.com, so if anybody wants to buy that from me, just let me know. Right now I still have the beard agreement up there, if anybody remembers that.
Wow.
Good stuff.
That's funny.
But so I haven't heard anything about this yet, and I think everybody's dying to hear the swag bag. What was the bag itself, and then what was in it?
Yeah.
It wasn't actually quite as exciting as the... what I saw of the Las Vegas one. The bag itself was a similar type of bag to the one before, but it was black, and it had like a Minecon 2012 logo with a little picture on of the rooftops, like from the website, if you saw that. And then in the bag there was, try to think what there was the attendee badge, and there was lots of, was there stickers? I can't remember. I think there's a couple of like promotional leaflets and stuff for various
servers.
It's like junk that you like don't look at or throw away. I mean, honestly, let's get real.
Let's get real.
I mean,
real world, true you know, story. I'm taking it I back mean, to the 80s.
You know,
punk, quit like, doing the snot rockets.
We've all been to conventions. There's fluff in there that you kinda...
Come on, it was in Paris. You got to deal with Ace. He's got his bars over it. Anyway.
I didn't watch that one. But what I'm wondering, and this is stupid, I know, but I just... Because all the money that was thrown out there from the servers, from the last Nicole's... Two World or what are they?
Yeah.
Was like Cole's Three World sponsoring this world one, or did it have? Was there a big presence of hosting companies this time around?
Yeah,
didn't I? Don't remember seeing a big list of hosting companies. I mean, they mentioned in the closing ceremony, Lydia did a little spot at the end, like mentioning the big hosting companies and plugging them, and it was like. Microsoft and Multiplay and someone else, I think. But I remember kind of three or four big names, really.
Were there any like toys from Jinx or anything, like or like ThinkGeek or
thing? There was like a voucher to get some money off in the Disney shops, but.
Ouch. Did I say that out loud? I didn't mean it like that. Okay, so that's kind of cool.
Did you get to see the fireworks?
Fireworks?
No, I don't think I did. No. I was probably peeking in the whenever they were on.
And you were at MineCon, right?
So who did you get to interview that was your favorite interview?
Oh, that's a hard choice because I interviewed.
No, I want you to name somebody in particular so all the other people feel terrible.
All right, top 10, top 3.
Yeah, I want them in order.
give us a variety. Who'd you get?
Martin in the Littlewood.
Of course. Yeah, Martin's awesome.
Joel Levin, you know.
Yeah, Minecraft teacher.
Yep.
Fire UK.
Awesome.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who else? Dave Chaos.
Okay, yeah, we talked to him.
Yeah, sweet.
Did you get emails for us?
Yeah.
So we can contact these people.
No, I don't have any emails. Generic B and B00.
Did you tell B00 that we think he's dreamy?
And needs to get on the show.
Yeah.
He is. Yeah. Well,
does he know about the shaft? I wonder.
Along with a lot of the, I met quite a lot of the Minecraft guys on the first night, actually, and like was out with them until about, I don't know, 3 a.m. or something ridiculous. So,
well, let me ask you this: was Good complaining about any food? Like, did y'all make him eat food that he didn't like? It's awesome.
I think.
Because that happens at every convention.
I love Goon, but we have this thing with food that he is a foodie.
Oh, my God. The chicken piccata was so overdone.
Yeah, he loves Vegemite, by the way.
But no, I love Goon because he's real. I mean, he is going to tell you where you stand with him and with everybody else that hates you.
Very honest. Yeah.
And if he doesn't like you, he'll tell everyone who knows you that he hates your stinking guts.
And he flew down here. I mean, that's a guest that flew here to be here, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
There's
only been a couple that have done that. You know, Eep and Lydia. Like,
Eep
and Matt as well.
Mostly girls fly down here.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's and the beards.
Good's kind of a girl. Good. Anyway, so Eep was there?
You're never getting on Minecraft.
So JC, Eep was at the convention?
Yeah.
I didn't know she was going.
Crazy.
Yeah, she had loads of stickers as well, so nearly everybody around had an Eep Blast sticker on them.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So we have like 10 chef stickers left to give out.
So that, like, people who didn't know who she was as well, so it's just really good advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's awesome. And if you ever can't find her, you just can kind of listen and there'll be a laugh in the distance. You're like, there's Eep.
Yeah,
I know where she is.
And, like, you can click on the pack right now if you're in the Twitch channel watching, and you'll probably see her channel over there. She's
not watching our show.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. She's what I meant to say was
it's a weird hour.
Yeah. Eep is terrible. Eep is a terrible person. She should be watching our show.
So, JC, what is the coolest thing? I mean, what is the most memorable moment you had at Minecon?
Probably hanging out with the Minecraft guys on the first night, and
that makes it, not to interrupt you, I'm sorry, but
and it was like I can't think what else really. I mean, it was all good.
But he tried to interrupt you.
Now I'm going to just dig in and interrupt. Turn him down. No. But that's what I find at all these cons is it's, and this is nothing against the con itself, because you run a con, and it's a great con. MineCon, great con. Even like BlizzCon and all these cons that I've been to, E3, blah, blah, blah. In the end, the absolutely best parts of all of them is the time spending with the people. Every single time. So like I'm almost wondering if there's a need for a con where you just say there is no panel. Like there is no reason to take away time for you, just it's a meetup, right? And so we'll get a meetup.com site and just do it for Minecraft and everybody get together and just spend a weekend eating whatever.
We'll bad chicken piccata
and drinking Chitlins. Coca-Colas and talking about life and Minecraft and YouTube and expressed anal glands. Anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about it. And you like don't have cannibals. To listen to a panel and be like, I wish this panel was over so I could go back to that conversation.
Yeah, so what you're saying is all that work I put into PlayOnCon each year, that's not worth much. And I really appreciate you saying that, Brent.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there's a need for that. But I think there's also a need for just a social, just get together and not all the hoopla.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be good to have those as well, definitely, yeah. Because I think everyone went a lot, well, everyone I knew went away feeling that, wishing that it was just a couple of days longer kind of thing. And there's so many people that I met and talked to briefly, but didn't have time to have a proper conversation with.
Because honestly, if we'd gotten to go to MineCon, like I would have been really probably just PO'd at the fact that going to Paris, the first time that I would have been like overseas, and I probably would have had to come right back like to work. Like, right, you know, I wouldn't be able to spend like a week in Europe seeing the sights. I would have been there for the con.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, why go there as opposed to, you know, Birmingham, Alabama?
Yeah, well, there's a Birmingham in England.
That's true. That's coincidence?
Yes.
I think not.
And there's a Paris again. In Texas.
there's a Paris.
Wait.
What?
I'm thinking again.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh.
Okay.
Stop it.
So I'm sure I interrupted you. Was there something else you wanted to say there?
I was just saying there's a Paris in Texas.
As well. Oh, that's a good point. So are you going to come to the unofficial MineCon in America next year, PlayOnCon?
You know what I find pointless?
What?
Circles.
What? Circles are so pointless.
Sorry.
Yeah, JC, are you ever going to come visit us in America?
Well, I'll have to see. I mean, I'd really love to see how my finances are and everything, because it's quite a trip. But it is. Yeah, I'd definitely keep track of the information on that and everything. Yeah.
You can sleep on our floor.
Yeah, you can sleep on Brent's face. He's
actually pretty comfortable.
It's kind of weird, but you can do it.
I think that's a weight joke. Yeah, I'm not sure.
ask
Bebop.
Weight
or beard? I'm not sure.
Bebop crashed with us at E3. You can ask him all about it.
I love how you say you can sleep on our floor. Like we're gonna chop you up and take pieces to each of our residences and let you sleep. And
if that's the case, you can sleep in our freezer in pieces.
The shaft. We love you to pieces.
Whoa. Nice.
So, I think we've wrangled a lot of info out of JC here.
I mean, I was just going to say, like, in summary, it's just generally just met just so many people, and everyone was so friendly, and just so many YouTubers.
And do you find that odd in Europe, meeting friendly people?
It's not, you kind of expect a kind of hierarchy or something almost, like a kind of elitism with maybe like big channels ignoring small channels or something. And yeah. It's totally not like that at all. And it's just when you actually meet people face to face, it's just you all do the same thing. You have so much in common and everything. And you just, everyone just gets along, it seems, as far as I could tell, anyway, from my point of view. So it was just a really, really great time.
Yeah, and that's very strange, because Minecraft is known for having such a hostile community.
Yeah.
Like, the people are really dicks to each other.
Wow.
Well, I think maybe it was more a testament to the people who were choosing to go and hang out.
They're riches.
And socialize, so maybe there were some people who just were staying in their rooms because they don't like anyone. I don't know.
Or because they wanted to smoke the whole weekend?
Possibly, I don't know.
What's going on here?
Nothing.
I don't know what's going on here.
So, yeah.
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 The steering wheel. We need to move this train on down the tracks.
All right. Well, JC, it was awesome hearing from, firsthand, someone who actually went there and is not just pretending to be there. Not that we're pretending. Why did I even say that? Thank you, JC, very much.
No problem at all. Great talking to you guys again. And I'll be putting up all the interviews and videos I got on my channel over.
And where's that channel again?
Well,
what's that channel again for everyone?
And it's JCVSMC.
That's JC, JC Victor Smelting.
It's Sister Sierra. Fibrosis.
Juliet, Charlie, Victor.
There you go.
Juliet, Sister Fibrosis.
Somebody's been playing Call of Duty.
Ricardo Montalban. Now that we've thoroughly confused everyone, hit that hang up button. Right. See you later.
All right. I'll see you, Jace.
Okay, call up the next person. Who else we got in the queue there?
All right.
We have on the line from Cincinnati someone who would like to talk about the recent.
As God is my
election.
Witness, I swear turkeys could fly.
Cincinnati. Okay, so we're going to continue
70s
down.
70s jokes.
Yeah, that was a 70s joke. Okay, so we're going to go. We're going to go ahead and do a new another excavation station here.
Excavation station.
So this one here is submitted by Squiz One, who wants advanced and negative enchantments. New bow enchantments like Poison Aspect, Explosive Aspect, and Weaken, plus other negative enchantments. So there's a risk to enchanting. Sword enchants would be pull and blunt. Pull would pull enemies. Blunt would do less damage because it's a negative enchantment.
Man, that would make me mad if I got a negative enchantment.
But
on
wouldn't
my sword.
You just throw your sword away?
Yeah, but that's just.
What if it's a diamond sword?
Yeah, and then you spend a bunch of freaking XP on it?
So well, I know, but that's what I'm saying. You would just either re-enchant it if that was the possibility, or you would just discard it. Like, you wouldn't use it if you knew it was messed up.
Right. So it's a debuff.
Might hand it to your friends. Here, you should fight with this.
And then it'd be, oh, a sword of pull. No.
Yeah.
Here, you can have it back.
So it's
thanks
like a trap.
Not. I guess it wouldn't be named that. It would be named, like, Sword of God Almighty, and then pull things.
And it'd be like, ha ha, I fooled you.
Like, sword.
Pull my sword.
Like, sword of the unfortunate.
Like, what do you think about a dancing sword? You can enchant it, and it would make it a dancing sword and, like, sit next to you, so you didn't actually have to use it, and it would fight for you.
Oh. So like it does, like a dance.
Is it a Gangnam style
absolutely.
Dancing sword?
Hey, there you go. Like the giddy up kind of horsey dance.
Oompa mau, oompa mau mau.
Oompa mau mau. Oop. So we're opening up the lines here if anybody wants to call live. If you've been to MineCon and you're in the chat room right now, give us a ring. Our Skype name is Dead Workers, so give us a ring.
A ring-a-ding-ding-ding-ding.
Ring, ring, ring.
Ding-a-ding-ding-ding-ding.
And we will answer.
Should we play a tune while we wait for that ring?
For that magic call?
Om-bop-a-om-bop-a-om-bop-a-mow-mow, giddy-up.
Hi-ho, silver, away. Just to call us on the Skype line. Our name is Dead Workers. We're just waiting for you to call us. Our name is Dead Workers. And Eric's probably not even looking at Skype right now. He won't even know if you call. It's an issue we have when he's playing their harmonica.
Hey, we have a call. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air with Dead Workers Party. Hey.
Hello, who is this?
Hey, Orang Dugong.
Orang Dudong.
Yeah, Orange Dugong or whatever Wes called me the other day.
What'd you call him? Why are you calling people names?
I don't know. Did I say Dookie?
Orange Dudangle.
And why in the world are you calling us on Skype during a show?
Well, you asked. I oblige.
Oh, that's right. I did.
So were you at Minecon 2012?
Yep, we were. My kids and I went all the way from Singapore to Paris.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, indeed. It was a 3-week trip all together, though.
Did you go via junk?
Junk?
What?
What does that mean?
It's the boats.
What does that mean?
The Oriental boats. They're called junks.
No.
Oh, really?
No, that's the crappy boats.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
No, we didn't.
Man, where's this podcast going? Did you play with junk? What? So you went to Minecon 2012 and you took your kids, the multiple kids?
Yep. Two girls.
Cool.
Holy crap. I wish I was that good of a dad that I could take my two kids to Minecon.
Now, what were
That's
they,
awesome, man.
What were they excited about seeing?
The Minecraft guys.
Yeah, and Captain Sparkles too, right?
Nope.
Really?
Don't know him. I can't watch his stuff. He's all over the place. He goes too fast. Not coherent enough for me to follow.
Who's their favorite Minecraft personality?
I think the B team is their favorite.
Oh.
But Beef also is a favorite.
What about that Good? Do they like Good?
Good. He's okay, I guess. He just swears a bit too much to show
That's
the kids.
That's what I was going
to
say. He swears a lot. Yeah, I can't. True. How old are your kids?
Same with Paul's. They're 5 and 7.
Yeah.
5 and 7. Do your kids know about the Dead Workers Party?
Well, I have one standing next to me watching you guys.
Hey, there you go. Hey. Well, hello there.
Hi.
Can't hear you, though.
Well, tell them they're now internet famous.
Oh, there she was.
I think she was the one screaming for your video.
Yeah.
So what else did you guys really enjoy about the convention?
There was this meadow thing that was really cool with all the animals. That was really well done.
Like a petting zoo?
Yeah, kind of thing, yeah. You could take pictures for free and print them out right there. It was fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they really ramped it up this time.
Well, your organization still sucks.
Oh!
Sorry, ouch. Mojang, but... I think they just need to look at their demographics a bit better, because for the young ones, there's very little to do.
Oh. Did you feel like there was too much going on at any given time?
Well, first of all, yeah, we were traveling for 3 weeks, so it was literally the last weekend that we were in Europe that we went. So downloading the itinerary or whatever they had, the program, was literally at the event, so we couldn't plan anything. And then sitting in a panel with two kids, not gonna happen.
Yeah. Well, sure, I think this is great feedback. I mean, I think Lydia would love to hear the pros and the cons of it. So
Lydia should hire me.
Yeah.
And so definitely also let them know. I'm sure she'll ask for feedback at some point. She did last year.
Yeah.
Oh, that was cool. Because I think that the panels are great. Although there was this one panel I went to about server security or internet security type of thing, your own web identity. And yeah, if you're slightly informed yourself, then you kind of know about these things.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I know last year Bitburner actually ran the panel for
playing with your kids and getting involved with Minecraft, and they actually started a kind of initiative with parents playing with their kids. Did they have anything like that this year that you know of that y'all got to listen to?
They did have the Minecraft teacher, Minecraft EDU, on. Awesome. That was a very good panel. That was a very good panel, and then right after was the Redstone panel that I kind of also wanted to go to, but there were like 1,000 people right in front of the door, so it was impossible to go to. A lot of panels I missed because, well, I have a crappy iPhone 4 that is literally on the fridge, so I have to get a new phone. battery life of 20 minutes.
So are you guys going to go again next year when they have it? And like, what do you think your kids are going to look forward to next year?
Would we go again to Minecon, you think? There you go. Yes,
we heard a yes.
So, one thing we haven't talked about
where it is,
and one thing we haven't talked about with anybody yet is the exhibit floor. Like last year, they had a nice exhibit floor with different things you could see. A lot of it was server stuff, and maybe not much entertaining. How was the exhibits this year?
Exhibits, as in the vendors.
Yeah, did they have a room with like exhibits and vendors?
There was, yeah. The gadget guys, what are the Jinx, they were there.
Yeah.
And the line was just impossible.
Oh, yeah. So,
I heard someone saying that they had to wait 2 hours to buy a sword or something like that.
Ooh. Ouch.
And I never really got that because you can just hop on the line and order stuff. So I didn't really get that unless someone was signing it or whatever.
That's true. Some exclusive. What about autographs? You guys get autographs?
I just took pictures with the Minecrackers, Jab. I didn't want to bother them too much.
No, you should have. You should have. They're you really should have bugged them really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, and all the YouTubers, they actually love that crap. I mean,
That's sure. You know, I have to say those Minecraft guys and Jeb, I mean, those are the people that we've seen. They are so nice.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Doc M, he really stands out on top of everyone else. He really takes the time for everyone and really wants to know. It was really unbelievable. But then again, I live in Singapore, so.
Yeah.
Well, and that's one thing I think I've seen from last year's and this year's and other kinds of stuff. It's the people, and I don't want to say even going, if I, like next year, hopefully we'll get to go to wherever Minecon is. I don't think I'll go to a single panel unless I'm supporting some friends and watching or if we're any. Mm-hmm. I'll watch the panels later on GameSpot or wherever. It sounds like they did a spot on Job. And I'll enjoy spending time with the people and meeting people and doing that sort of thing. Like, I think that's the most interesting thing about the cons.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Yeah. Yeah. But then again, there are so many people. How many tickets were sold? 5,000?
Something like
7,000, I thought.
Jeez, man, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Disney did a great job, though. Although there were no visuals for the presenters, so they couldn't put up a PowerPoint, for instance.
Yeah,
That's a bit of a no-no.
Yeah,
true. So what about Disney World? Did you get to see the fireworks?
Disney World is it? Yeah, or Disneyland is it? Isn't it? It's fantastic for the kids.
Disneyland, right?
Yeah.
Disney.
I got a bit of a pink note, but
did you wear your trousers?
I hope
everybody got quiet.
It's a kid friendly event. I hope everybody's wearing their trousers.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay.
Everyone had to because it was bloody cold.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's during the day about 32, 33 degrees Celsius. There it was 10. So.
Whoa.
A bit on the chilly side for us.
And you keep talking about the fireworks, Eric. Is that why they're putting the fireworks in the game? Is from the fireworks at Disneyland?
Yes. And there you get 1.5. You're going to get New Year's Eve fireworks. And that's what Jeb said
on the
panel.
A little late, though, right?
Well, it's like, you know, for that event, you're going to get them, and then perhaps later you can use them yourself, maybe, or something.
Okay, so they're going to do an event before the patch.
Yeah, what I got from the panel. I don't really know, but yeah, that's what it sounded like. Okay. So. And
well,
they're non-destructive, too, so it doesn't actually blow anything up.
Which is good, because Wes would rage.
I would.
Freaking meteors!
Fix those beaches.
I know.
Well, is there anything else you wanted to mention about the con before we let you go?
I wanted to thank you guys for doing this. Thank you very much. It's really informative, and I always enjoy you guys playing as well.
Oh, good.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Do you have a channel or anything you wanna mention?
No.
Or okay.
No, I play on Archon's server, which is most of the time a public server, but we had some griefers recently, so it's only public when the admin is on.
Oh. Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, but yeah.
Evil griefers.
Okay, well, very cool.
Cool guy from Texas.
Well, it was awesome meeting you, and thank you for letting us know about Minecon, because this is about how we're getting our information this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
No doubt. Thank you for having me on, and looking forward to watching you further.
Cool.
Excellent. Have a great night.
Thanks.
You too. Bye.
I mean, day. He's in Singapore.
In Singapore?
Yeah.
Singapore. Singapore. You know what?
Singapore.
I will Singapore. Pour me a drink. Pour me a downfall. Pour me a drink. No, really. Someone pour me a drink. I'm playing guitar.
It's cracked.
I'm strumming the guitar that I can't pour. The phone lines are still open. If you want to Skype us, just look up Dead Workers. That's us.
Nice addition, Wes.
Leela Lele.
Leela
Lele. Leela Lele.
Multipass.
Steer higher.
Beautiful.
I sing horribly.
By the way, I'm wondering, what time is it in Singapore? I'm asking Siri, by the way. Let's see what she says about that.
The time in Singapore is 2:18 p.m.
It's 2:18 in Singapore.
2:18.
It's 2:18 in Singapore.
That's what Siri told.
That's what Siri's good for. Telling us it's 2:18 in Singapore.
It's good junk riding time.
It's good junk riding time.
And stuff.
And stuff. Let's get it up a boom ba boom ba. That's my rafflecopter.
It goes on and on till the break of dawn. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we have another call. Hello, you're live with the Shaft Podcast. Who are we talking to?
This is Eagle Eye 65.
Hello, well, Eagle Eye 65.
Well, hello there, sir. And so you did go to Minecon, right?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. So where did you come from? Or how long? What was your journey? Where did you?
From the U.S.
From the U.S.
Oh. What part of the U.S.?
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Really?
Eric was just there.
So do you have power and running water?
Do you have an outhouse?
Yes,
okay. Then go catch it.
You have indoor plumbing.
Get it.
So okay. Running. So you came from Arkansas. Cool. Cool. And did you just go for the 2 days, or did you go for like a whole week?
I was
or?
There for a week.
Cool.
Week.
So what was the coolest thing you saw at Minecon?
The coolest thing was probably all the setups they had, like the gaming setups where you could test stuff. Like the Intel had their computer set up and everything.
Yeah, Intel.
Remember,
they had the
stuff set up at last Minecon
for like Cobalt.
Yeah, they had all the whole computer area set up so people could play.
So, what games were people playing there? Was it just Minecraft, or did they have?
Yeah,
other
it was just Minecraft.
Was there any
and Scrolls? You could play Scrolls also.
Okay, so Scrolls. So. Any other Cobalt or any other indie games?
No, I didn't see any others.
See, and that really surprises me because I thought I just kind of had it in my head that Mojang was going to kind of turn Minecon into kind of an indie game conference, like where they'd be promoting these new indie games. But it doesn't sound like that at all. It sounds like it's just Mojang and Minecon, which is cool.
Yeah.
So was there something in particular you were like excited about seeing when you got there?
Not really. I just went to see it all just to experience it because I didn't go last year because I didn't get a chance to. So I just wanted to go.
And did you go to any of the panels?
Yes, I went to the Redstone one, the building one, and server one, because I have my own server and wanted some advice.
What was the Singapore guy crazy? Like, could you get into the Redstone panel easily, and was he just lying to us?
I got in there. There were a lot of people, though.
So he's a liar, is what you're saying.
What are you doing?
There are a lot of
people. Why are you alienating?
So, he's not Egyptian. He's from Singapore.
So would you say he's a dirty liar? Or just a liar?
I'm a bad influence on all of you.
He seemed like a nice man.
Did he look like he bathed? I mean, you saw him, right? Were his kids filthy too?
Yeah,
this is horrible. What are we doing here? Move on.
Did you see his junk?
Yeah, he rode over in it. You're all going to hell. Yeah, that's all there is to it.
Oh, jeez.
So, what was your favorite? Do we ask that, right? So,
autograph.
Would you go again?
So, yeah, and that's a good question.
Yes, I would go again.
Yeah.
And hopefully, did they mention it? Like, would they mention, see us next year in, Singapore, Minecon 2013?
They didn't mention where the next one would be, but they said that there would be another one.
Okay. Did you watch the Q&A with Captain Sparkles in Minecraft?
Yes.
Did you hear them say our name? Was that you who did the woo in the audience?
No.
You should say yes. Always say yes.
Do you know
we send free swag for stuff like
that. Sorry, I'm going to have to hang up now.
Do you know the crazy Razorback singing lady that's on YouTube?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Look, an Orange Dugong just, and rightfully so, called us a bunch of bastards, because we are. And I'm standing up for you, Oranga Dugong, because I loved you and your call, and I, as a father myself, just the fact that you took your kids, that's awesome. Like, yeah. I love parents getting involved with their kids and doing this stuff. So,
yeah.
We're bastards, I agree.
Well, why don't you read my comment?
Oh, wait, we got a comment from somebody who said, "Wow, I'm ashamed to be in this room right now." Yeah. Oh, wait, he's actually in the room right now. Dang it.
Yeah. We're out of beer. Go get us a case.
Yeah.
Wait.
So what about autographs? Like, who'd you meet YouTuber wise, and
I met Captain Sparkles, Bebop Vox. I got in the Littlewoods autograph.
Did Bebop? Did Bebop Vox seem like he was like, I don't know, on like a bunch of cocaine or something? Like, was he all crazy? Like, he's so wired.
Red Bull.
I love Bebop.
Yeah. He loves the Red Bull.
And was he doing that standard, like, I don't really give a crap about anybody, I'm just an internet celebrity stuff he usually pulls off?
Did he sleep on your floor?
There you go.
Just saying, the one con we attended with him, he was on our floor.
Yeah, we would know nothing about that.
Well, it seems like we're not really asking questions so much as just
providing leading answers to insult our friends.
Yeah, something like that.
Friends? Okay, so really, so what are some more cool things you saw?
Yeah. Like that one guy said, or you could take the photos for free and print them out. You could pick blocks up, the petting zoo, all that.
And the haunted house, did you go in there?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Did you go to Skrillex?
No.
Okay.
No?
Disneyland, did you go there?
Did you see the fireworks?
Yes.
How you were did? They?
They were good.
Did they make you fall in love with the person you were next to?
No.
Damn it.
Because the fireworks are cool. That's like, that is Disney, right?
You're obsessing now.
That's like the logo. You see the castle.
I kind of noticed that.
Like,
I didn't want to say anything.
You know, like,
but he is definitely obsessing.
That's the one thing. I've really missed that. Like, I wish I was there.
Out of the panels you went to and just the information floating around the con, is there anything that you're excited about with Minecraft in the future coming out?
The Redstone update.
Yeah, that does sound really cool. I'm excited about that, too.
Yeah.
I like the idea of them pushing these patches out around a central theme. I think that's one reason why a lot of people kind of fell in love with Minecraft, with that first Halloween theme. It was that image of the pumpkin and all the crap that was coming up for Halloween, and I think people loved that. And I think they need to key in on that and keep doing it. I mean, that's what WoW does, right? Every patch has a theme.
Right.
And yeah, sure, it fixes bugs or whatever, but here's the central theme of this patch.
Yeah.
So do that. Good stuff.
Also, since we're on the show here, do you have anything for Excavation Station? Is there anything that you want to have in the game? Why not, right?
Yeah, sure.
Have in the game.
Yeah.
Is there anything that I've built or anything
no,
like
no,
that?
No, like if there was a new feature for the game, anything in your wildest imaginations, like cows or bears flying, anything. Is there something that you would like, a new feature for Minecraft? Go.
Probably more animals like deer, rabbits, birds.
Bears.
Penguins.
In the snow biomes, that would be pretty cool.
Penguins and fireworks.
He gets a ding on that one because he said bears.
Oh, bears.
The bears. Old bears. SNL joke there. We all did it.
So was it sad leaving? It's always sad leaving conventions.
Yes and no.
You ready to get home?
Yeah.
Had you been to France before, or Europe, for that fact?
Did you get out and see any of France, or did you just stay and do the Minecon stuff?
I saw some of it, but not a lot.
Did you drink any wine?
No.
Did you eat any good food?
Yes.
Did you climb the Eiffel Tower?
No.
Did your pants fall down? Your trousers?
No.
Oh.
Did you meet an exciting but eclectic woman who inspired you to become a better person?
And showed you her boobies.
No!
Wait.
No.
See, I didn't think so. I just wanted to make sure.
I had a good positive answer up until the whole boobies part.
Oh, did you?
Frenchie?
Did you exchange glances with a stranger in the night?
Couple of times.
Oh, all right.
Now we're getting somewhere. Only in Paris.
Frenchy.
Nice. Yes.
Okay. Fabulous. Awesome. Love across the Atlantic. Across the pond.
Yes.
Okay.
What was the show where the guy had the puppet named Frenchy and he was trying to push Frenchy on everybody?
Oh.
Frenchie.
Was that like what was a that? Travolta gonna... thing? No, I don't know what that is. I think you're just being weird.
I'm making it up on the spot. So let's move on. Okay.
All right. Well,
we didn't even get your name, I don't think.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I want to hear it again.
Eagle
Eye 65. Eagle Eye 65. Do you have a Twitter?
Yeah, yes.
Say it.
Eagle Eye 65.
That's
have,
right.
Do you have a YouTube?
Yes.
What is it?
Eagle 65 Eyes.
Say it proud, say it loud. Eagle Eye 65.
No,
yo,
no. Eagle 65 Eye, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
For the YouTube.
Yes.
The YouTube,
but for everything right. else, it's Eagle Eye 65.
You're causing
with an underscore in between eagle and eyes.
Yes.
Wow.
These are important okay. differentiations.
Eagle, I'm going to eye. Just give this is a PSA. Okay, everybody, find a name that works on all the major platforms together. No underscores.
Why you got to diss Wolf like this?
This Wolf?
I love yeah. Wolf.
What does that mean?
Because he's 21 Wolf and Wolf 21, depending on which thing you're on.
Well, that's way too confusing for me.
Yeah. And well, then you got people like JC, right? He used to be different. And now he got lucky now, but.
That's true. That's true.
Back in his day.
Jay Sizzle.
Yeah.
Jay Sizzle.
And then you got, Nailhead
Dizzle.
Eric Fullerton, Gamer Nailhead.
And he's changed
confusion.
It up. What is it now?
See, Eric
Mr.
Fullerton.
Eric Fullerton.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
But it was confusing for a while.
I think everybody.
And Brent would insult you and have you think that your previous situation was inadequate.
Yes.
Don't listen
Brent,
to him.
Absolutely.
Brent is a dirty Sasquatch.
He is. And
I am a dirty Sasquatch.
So that's what that smell is.
He sings songs that are negative.
Sasquatch!
He sings songs that are negative towards our Lord and Savior, too. So you just know that.
Not on purpose. I meant to say, I just, in my defense, I meant to say I shot Santa Claus in the face, not Jesus. So just publicly... I did not shoot Jesus in the face.
All right, Eagle.
It was Santa Claus.
Eagle Eye. This is all
Santa Claus's blood went over the elves, not Jesus's.
This is all falling
That's
apart.
A completely different song that I wouldn't sing on purpose.
I'm sorry, but who's Jesus?
Jesus.
Have you guys ever felt like you were on a plane that was just? Just going. About to hit the ground.
We usually call it a train.
We're really close.
But
that's true. All right. Well, Eagle, thank you very much for calling us, and we're very envious of you going to MineCon, and so
yeah,
no problem.
Thanks for laughing with us.
Yes.
It was a good time.
Sorry about my jerk friends.
Yeah. We're jerks.
Okay, so next caller.
See you, man.
Let's call Notch and ask him if he went to MineCon.
And Benji Bear here wants a change to XP bottles. Holding out an empty glass bottle when XP orbs are nearby will suck them into the bottle, hence creating a bottle of enchanting.
I like it. I like it a lot.
So, okay.
So conceivably, you could collect XP for a later date if you had an XP bottle.
And squirrel it away somewhere, like in a chest somewhere.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're going to go and do some serious adventuring, you might not want to get those three or four levels. You might want to put them in a bottle, go put them in a chest, and then go adventuring.
Yeah.
I like it. That's a winner.
Speaking of bottles, what about genies?
Ooh.
That'd be a cool new thing.
No.
And like Larry Hagman? Like
yes,
hanging out
in his
there,
grill.
Like, yeah.
Like Major Nelson?
In his grill.
It's too bad he died.
Yeah.
Dick Clark died.
Oh.
Why do you guys have to keep bringing up bad memories?
Memories. Well, it's because...
Awesome cosmic power. Itty bitty living space.
That's an 89 reference?
Somewhere
yeah,
in there.
Yeah.
Aladdin for people.
Yeah.
Here, laddie.
I do have a call here, and this is a weird call. So
is it weird?
It's Excavation Station. So here
it's
it
what?
Is.
What?
Excavation Station.
This is ShadowGamer XT101 here for the AIM-Shaft podcast, Excavation Station. My idea is sliding. If you don't know what sliding is, check out the show Sliders from Netflix. Well, that's my idea. Bye.
Sliding.
From
alternate dimensions.
From netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
Yes.
You can pick up.
Yeah. You can watch Sliders.
Sliders.
So I don't know what that means. So you can go to another
another dimension.
Another
dimension.
Another dimension.
Another dimension.
Is that the 80s or early 90s?
A little weird.
I'm going with the 90s.
Really?
Yes.
Beastie Boys?
Yeah, I think 90s. Yeah, think definitely 90s. 90s.
Really?
But I don't understand sliding.
Yeah,
90, like,
92 was Paul's Boutique. Hmm. Around there.
Really? Yeah. Now I
love
up.
Sliders.
92
or 93,
I think, was Paul's Boutique.
I watched
that's
Sliders.
All my friends
who were
going to college back then, that's what they were smoking dope to and listening to, was Paul's Boutique.
Really? And watching Sliders?
So I can't say it wasn't old stuff for them then.
Yeah, because, you know.
They weren't watching Sliders.
Paul's
they were
Boutique.
Eating Sliders.
July 25th, 1989.
89, like I said.
Oh.
Licensed to Ill, 86.
I know that was old because I did, in middle school, I did my speech to that.
Oh.
Oh, God, how did it go?
Another
Here's
dimension.
A little story.
Another
but, of course,
dimension.
This is this is in middle school when I was, like, terrified of, like, public speaking. But my teacher told us, well, you know, y'all can practice y'all speeches in the other room instead of doing work for, like, a month. And so I was like, I'll do it. And so I had to do this thing, and it was like, here's a little story I got to tell about one bad brother you know so well. It started way back in history with B-R-E-N-T. That's me.
Nice.
Vote for me.
Sweet.
Vice President.
I like it. I like it.
I really do
what
like that.
What were you,
that,
three?
Actually.
Four.
I was in seventh grade. Seventh grade.
Oh, that's okay. Cool.
So whatever that would be.
Yeah.
Nice.
I bet you were cool.
Yeah.
Because no. I was surely cool in the seventh grade.
I was a loner, Dottie. I was a rebel.
Most deaf.
Put it this way. I worked in the library and read a lot of books.
I was in the library playing D&D with my friends.
It was a horrible experience. Like, sixth grade, it was the lowest grade in middle school, but I got to be in the spelling bee. Like, oh, I get to be in the spelling bee. Out. First word. The easy word.
Oh.
Everybody's like, spell cat, C-A-T, cat. Spell dog, D-O-D. Brent, spell architect. What?
Architect.
Really? That's got, like, silent letters and shit. And I don't know what I spelled.
There's a beat.
But it wasn't architect?
But it was not architect. Like, they even do this. Can you spell that again for us? Like, you're wrong. We're giving you a second chance. A-R-C... P-E-C-T.
Is there a Z in it?
That's wrong. Sit down. Oh, I got to stay here for the rest of the time.
Horrible.
Horrible experience. Freaks and geeks. It was me. Bad stuff.
Oh, jeez. Next one here is Monster Spawners and Spawn Eggs. This is submitted by Scorpio245, who says, I think that in survival, when you break a mob spawner, you should get a mob spawn egg. That makes sense. I also think that you should be able to make a tool with mob spawn eggs that allow you to change the type of spawn. Wait. What is
reading
so funny?
Is hard.
I like how you're reading. You're slowing down. Like you get a certain speed while you're reading words, and then you start slowing down. Like each word makes it slightly more confusing than it was beforehand.
That allows you to change the type of mob spawner that is. I see the word. Oh. So okay, that makes sense. You break a spawner, you get eggs. We do have a last one here. Let's just do the last one. NPC
the last one.
Village.
Excavation station.
And this one says NPC growth. It's submitted by Melmaster 3.
Melmaster 3.
The more you trade with an NPC village, the more it grows. So it starts out as a village and can end up as a city.
I love this idea.
I like that idea.
I like it too.
I love it.
I like it too. And maybe, depending on how balanced the trading is, like maybe if you like work it out so that you're putting more stuff into the village, like it'll build it up and they'll make better trades later. Like maybe you get better deals in cities. So you might go at a loss for a while and like pump up the city, you know, help build the walls.
Yeah.
You know, help build the iron golems, and then eventually.
And like maybe depending on what you trade, it actually builds up that stuff more. Like so, yeah. If you trade a bunch of cobblestone, they'll build cobblestone buildings.
I like it a lot. Good stuff.
That is a really good idea.
I like
so
it.
Yes.
This has been
a surprisingly good excavation station day. Have you noticed that?
A surprisingly long excavation station.
Well, there
what about the slider idea though? That was a little weird.
Yeah.
All right. And with that, we're gonna talk to Jordan here.
Yay!
Yay! All right. We're just gonna talk to him for 10 minutes. Get a feel for how Minecon went. And it's ringing him up. Here we go. Hey, Jordan, are you there?
I am here. Is my mic working?
Yes,
it's working fabulously.
Awesome.
Great.
What's up?
So we saw you many times. We watched the streams from GameSpot. Sadly, we weren't there, but it looked like you had an awesome time, and you had a lot of good moments with you and Lydia doing the walkthroughs and all kinds of stuff. You and your panel, and the backflip was epic.
I'm glad you liked that.
It was totally cool. So
if that had failed, would you be able to live that down?
I kind of didn't stick the landing as is. I like kind of kneeled at the end, which personally, coming from doing gymnastics, and that's how I learned it, that was a bit embarrassing on my part, but hopefully not too many people noticed it and marked off points. So
I imagine it's very difficult to live with yourself after that. I agree.
Yeah, from the non-gymnastics people here, it was amazing as it was, so don't worry.
The Russian judge really didn't like it, though.
And and we've got to say, like, we got so many Twitters that were like, hey, Captain Sparkles just mentioned you on the thing, and immediately went to the stream and watched it. And that was so awesome, man. Thank you so much for the shout-out.
Oh, no problem. You guys were inspiring in the beginning, so, you know, credit where credit is due.
Yeah, that's
as
awesome.
Opposed to now when we're not very inspiring.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to phrase it.
But it's completely accurate at this moment.
That's okay.
In time.
I'm a hipster.
So what was your favorite moment of the Minecon this year?
Probably my panel. Not to sound narcissistic, but I really enjoyed that.
It's okay. Yeah. You can be narcissistic with us.
Yeah,
we support that.
Yeah,
we're heavily engaged in our own egos.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear I'm not the only one.
And speaking of Minecraft Style, it's doing awesome. Do we have any news on the next big hit coming up?
That stuff is all secret.
Secret.
Oh. See?
But that means there's something else in the works.
Yeah.
Then, right?
Yeah.
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 Go ahead and speculate all you want, man.
We'll do it.
It's the new cash.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
We'll do it. He's doing, I don't know, Taylor Swift? Taylor Swift's next.
Oh, you got me.
Creeper baby, about to blow. A little bit of Flo-Rida. Oh. I mean, I'm sorry, Florida.
Florida. Nice young man from Florida. So, I saw so many crazy fans all just smothering you, like during the walkthroughs when you're hosting, just walking through, you and Lydia, just, you know, trying to get your autograph all the time. So do you have any stories of like some crazy moment of you just getting mobbed by people?
I mean, it is very overwhelming and surreal to an extent. It was very overwhelming last year at the first MineCon, and this I honestly didn't expect it to be so much because it was in France. I expected like a couple people to maybe speak English and have watched my videos, but it turns out everyone traveled from all over the place apparently. So it was awesome. I love meeting people and saying hi. It's awesome to sort of get that face to face interaction where it's sort of all a one-way deal over the internet. It's a nice change of pace. There were swarms of people that I think the main concern was I didn't want people to like hurt each other when they were crowding up. So I tried to say please form like an orderly sort of queue here, but yeah. I don't know. There's only so much you can do when your voice doesn't carry all that far. So anyway, I think all in all it was awesome, and it's a very cool experience, I guess.
Did you get any good autographs? Did you meet that In the Littlewood guy, and did you beg him for his autograph?
I actually met Martin last year.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but really, he's so dreamy.
He is dreamy.
I only got to see him once, I think, at the opening ceremony, and I think he was being mobbed the entire time as well. So yeah. we were parted by seas of people.
Well, I'm really glad that we weren't there to interrupt with that, because if we had been there, you guys would have found it very difficult to interact with. I mean, everybody,
it would have been chaos,
because we'd been begging them for their autographs.
Constantly.
Yes. Yeah.
So, Jordan, did you get to see the fireworks?
Eric has been on these fireworks all night long.
They're laughing. Joke of sorts that I'm not seeing.
They're laughing, but I think the fireworks at Disney World, at Disneyland, is very important.
Oh, you just mean Disney fireworks?
Yeah,
I saw them for a couple seconds from a distance when we were about to embark on the bus to the Skrillex deal.
From a distance.
Okay, so we've talked to a lot of folks tonight, and none of them got to go to the Skrillex. But you went. How was it?
It was really cool. I wasn't so into necessarily the music from the first few guys. The atmosphere was awesome. They actually had this really weird like looping animation thing on the or not animation, but this footage from old movies. It was really interesting, and it was like mesmerizing. I couldn't stop watching it. But anyway, the atmosphere, it was awesome. And then Skrillex came on, and I don't know, you probably experienced a concert of sorts before, and it was sweet. It was amazing how well organized it was, and I don't know, it was a good way to cap it all off.
Nice.
Oh, very cool.
Did you experience joy when you told him no, he couldn't have your autograph?
Told who? Oh, Skrillex.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just mobbing.
I know.
Trying to get my autograph.
I've met that guy.
Like, no, dude, sorry, you aren't famous enough.
He's crazy eyed. He's crazy eyed.
I bet he can't do a backflip.
I bet he can't. And look at him.
I should have gone on the stage, past the guards, and just done a backflip. You know, I'm sure they wouldn't have minded.
Like during the drop, you know? It's like.
And you just take that mouse head off him. Oh, wait.
That's the other guy.
That was last year.
Are they different people? Has anyone seen Skrillex and I can't remember
his name.
Dead Mouse in the same room?
Oh.
Ever?
Ooh, he couldn't remember his name.
And Jordan?
I don't know if that's ever happened.
Have we seen you in big geeker glasses? And with hair dangling over your face?
I'm not sure.
Hair dangling.
So, and we've got to get you back on the show sometime for a full episode of The Shaft. It was the episode you were on was one of the biggest episodes we've had. People loved it.
Yeah,
so.
It was almost a year ago, too. But.
We've been trying to figure out, why do you think people like you so much?
Am I supposed to get even more narcissistic?
Yes, absolutely. I'm wanting you to dig
list awesome. Off all my best qualities. I don't know.
Well, this is how I love myself.
whoa.
That's with a turkey baster. I'm not getting into that tonight.
It's getting weird in here now.
It is getting weird.
Have you heard about a convention called PlayOnCon? In it's kind of the unofficial American.
I've heard the name.
Okay,
before.
Unofficial American MindCon. You should consider coming next year.
Yeah,
American MindCon. Like
unofficial. Unofficial.
So it's based around Minecraft?
Well, yes. we had the Dead Workers Party edit. We had
Minecrack.
We had a lot of Minecrackers. We had Good. We had Pause.
Generic B.
We had Generic B. We had Aurelian. We had Vance Crafter. Yeah, we had all kinds of people there. And you should ponder coming. It's in Birmingham, Alabama in the summertime.
Yeah. That sounds very hot.
It is. It is. And actually, oh no, I can't say that on the air yet. We haven't signed the contract.
Whoa.
So
okay,
about to get dirty.
No. But I was about to leak some private information.
Whoa.
Wait, that sounded bad.
Yeah.
Information straight.
Yeah.
From
don't be leaking
man.
On. The
so,
show.
But yeah. So next year, plan yes. gone. You should come.
So okay.
I'll look into it. We'll see.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. Well, cool, Jordan. Thank you very much for talking to us for a couple of minutes, and we would love to have you back on the show for sure.
All right,
and of course, everybody knows where to find you. But what's the channel again, just in case?
It is youtube.com/CaptainSparkles with a Z.
And if you haven't been there, then I think you're, I don't know, something's wrong with you. But head there wrong. Right
did
now.
You, did you, by the way, did you see the Christmas lights thing yet?
Christmas lights thing.
So, okay, there's this guy who set up his house with Christmas lights, and then he took your revenge song and timed
what?
His Christmas lights with it.
What?
I'm not kidding.
Can you link this in Skype?
I will find it. I will find it for you, and I will send it to you. But basically, and I wish I could say it's it was only your song that he did. I think he's very media savvy, and he did a bunch, like he did Gangnam Style and all kinds of other videos. But
is this a video that's like gone viral?
It's starting to. I think it's the YouTube channel. I believe is Listen to Our Lights.
Listen to Our Lights. Let me see.
Does that work?
And I remember, I don't know if it's the same guy, but last year or the year before, like someone had done this to some song, and it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was like Mannheim Steamroller.
Oh, he has many, many videos. Okay, so I assume Minecraft Christmas Lights? Would that
I think so, yes. Revenge, a Minecraft parody of Usher's DJ.
Yes, that
yep,
is there.
There you go. So your song.
Oh, and the top comment is, I need to see this. Well, now I have.
There you have.
There you go. Awesome.
Who's your pusher for your narcissism? Wes Wilson.
Nice.
I got your
nice.
Back, man.
All right. Well, I will be watching this.
Jordan, seriously, it's always a pleasure, and I appreciate you talking with us today.
Yeah.
Well, not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Cool.
No problem.
Well, cool, man. We'll talk to you later, man.
Okay. Sounds good. See you guys soon.
Thanks a lot, man. Bye.
Bye.
Cool. All right.
That's very cool.
Yeah. All right. And he was one of the main hosts really at Minecon, so that was cool.
And I loved how we all kind of toned it down just a little bit.
No, we didn't.
Yeah,
I did.
We really didn't.
I felt like we did. I mean, I only said turkey baster once.
That's true. Well, take us into
that's not left field, is it?
Take us into another dimension, Wes.
X.
No, not that Gavation dimension. We've been in this dimension for like
sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
Woo. All right.
Oh, wow, that was scary.
Awesome.
That was kind of scary.
Well, here we are. Here
it was so intense.
It was.
So our first video comes from Slamacow, and it was premiered at Minecon. And basically Slamacow teamed up again with Lara Shigara of Plants vs. Zombies fame.
Shigihara.
Do you remember? Shigihara.
Shigihara. Yeah.
If you remember, she's the one that did the There's a Zombie on My Lawn. Anyway, yeah. To make another exciting Minecraft song and video, and we'll put a link in the show notes. It's called From the Ground Up.
We need to get that Slamacow on the Slamma Shaft.
Yeah, we do.
The Shaftacow. What do we... How do we do this merger?
Like Shaftacow.
Sounds a little...
Shaftacow with the Slamma Shaft. Wait.
Slamma Shaft.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, sounds a little crazy.
So, also, we have a video, Minecraft Sonic the Hedgehog, the FV Disco. That FV Disco.
Yeah, FV Disco. That guy's awesome.
Well, always coming up with impressive stuff. This time, he's created the Sonic the Hedgehog level to challenge you, and it's timed as well. Hope you're up to the task. That's a message from Astra there.
Yeah, Astra. So. And that looks really cool. Very very Sonic-y, really. I mean, with the texture pack, and it's a platformer jumping around. Man, looks really cool.
So our next one is a link. It's basically, oh my god, why? And this was tweeted by CoStar, and I saw this when it came out, and I really did wonder why anyone would do this. Basically, it's kind of a surreal animated gift of some reskinned cows, and they have on sunglasses, and they have goatees.
That's Astra, isn't it? Not Astra.
It looked like a bunch of
CoStar.
They look like a bunch of Avidias.
Is that CoStar skin?
No, it's like Avidia.
Maybe Avidia.
I don't know what's going on, but I do wonder.
But what do you say when you see it?
Oh my god, why?
Oh my god, why? Oh my god, the cow's face is on it. Don't know what's coming on. Where's my boots? Everybody get my boots.
Wilson,
you get my boots?
Get my boots.
Get my boots. You know what that's from, Wes?
I'm going to pretend that I don't.
That's oh, my God.
That's a DWP nugget.
Yeah, that's there. Handy's house, baby.
Oh, my God. Where's my boots?
Where's my boots?
Where's my boots?
And what's this last one?
This last one is Metallurgy 2. It's a mod.
Metallurgy.
You want to hear more about it?
I do.
This mod's been around for a while, but it's been featured on the Shaft before, Astra thinks. This mod puts the mine back into Minecraft by adding up to 48 new ores to the game with items you can craft from them, of course! And snap into a Slim Jam.
It's like a wrestler.
Sorry. What's going on there?
I got 42 new ores.
42!
And you want them too.
Dude's pretty good at that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
42 new ores. Did this just turn into a Kool-Aid commercial? Oh, yeah.
You're killing me.
Oh, yeah. So, that leads us straight into
straight to the
Netflix. I think you can watch some
barrel.
No Netflix. No.
Whoa.
Netflix.
Come in.
Meet me in for Bilo.
Wait.
Oh my
Come
god.
In.
She's angry.
Open the housekeeping.
Stop banging on the door.
Housekeeping!
Apparently we're in the basement! We'll be up in a minute! Make yourself at home! Could you leave a mint on the pillow, maybe?
What's going on? Oh, man.
Leave a menthol cigarette. I don't know.
So, once again, you have spent 4 hours listening to the Shaft.
Yes.
And we love you. Yes. We absolutely love you. And if we had your phone number, we would text you right now.
Oh, my
say,
God, we so would.
We love you.
And we'd say, we're glad you love the long Shafts like this.
Less than three.
We would text you at inappropriate times.
We would probably send you photographs of the tip.
Yes.
Of the Shaft. The intro, as we like to call it.
Yes. Inappropriate.
Can't
photos.
Sleep, gotta build. I know what you're saying there.
Yes. If you like to build with us, why not check us out every single freaking week?
Freaking week.
Sundays. Sundays.
Week. Sunday, week? Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. It's Shaft Week.
Go ahead and check us out at deadworkers.com/live. That takes you to our Twitch page. And hit the follow button. That way you'll get emailed, you'll get notified every time we
sometimes
we
sometimes
sometimes yes.
sometimes
sometimes it'll say the wrong game.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go to freaking to stream and nobody gets emails.
Freaking streams,
you know.
So in order to deal with that, you should follow us.
Yes.
You should follow the Shaft Podcast.
You should follow at Brent Copeland.
You should follow at Wes Wilson
and follow at Eric Fullerton.
And you should follow Afro Monkey, but spelling it's a real bitch.
Yes.
Afro Monkey.
I'd show you my back because it's spelled on there. But
yeah, I understand.
Because you guys made
his
fun of me.
Pooper.
His pooper.
Wait. That's weird.
He's a throwing of pooper. Anyway.
I do like throwing poop for some reason.
I don't blame you.
He's a poop thrower.
It's an admirable activity.
And what an episode this has been, right?
Theme?
Like, the whole episode, like, we have not... We didn't get the privilege to go to Minecon.
If epic wasn't such an overused word, I would call this episode epic.
It was epic, yeah. I believe.
Like all there caps, all caps, epic or
epic,
lower caps or
I wouldn't capitalize the I.
No, I wouldn't capitalize any of it. All lowercase, italicized.
Oh, italicized. Oh, yeah. Like what font?
In maybe, parentheses?
Maybe bold and italicized. That's
impact.
Where I would go. Bold.
Impact font.
No.
Bold, impact italicized. Is cool.
Comic
no,
Sans.
Impact isn't cool. There's nothing cool about
Comic Sans.
Impact.
We're going avant-garde with some Comic no. Sans. When no one does it anymore, right?
There is no other font but Helvetica.
Is this when the debt workers like fist fight starts?
We are. We're going to fight. This is
from the start stuff.
What,
oh,
what about the Yogscast font? Yogscast font's cool, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that one? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, we're here every single week. Come check us out. We have 1.2 million people in the chat room. Yeah. It's crazy.
Something like that. Push the button.
Crazy. So, see you next week.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. Don't be vague. Ask for The Shaft.